happy, but with humility. The task is onerous, and I have to fulfill the aspirations of our people and the expectations of my party.
So much has been happening, Mr. Mnangagwa, prior to this appointment in terms of factionalism and lately alleged threats on your life. Do you have anything to say about that?
Threats to my life are normal. I have reduced throughout my 52 years of political life. It has become part of my life.
Many people, Mr. Mnangagwa, would want to know who really is Emmerson Mnangagwa.
He's a villager from Zishawani, brought up by the revolution, and continues to serve this country as a revolutionary.
The burning issue for most people of Zimbabwe is the state of the country's economy. What is your role going to be in terms of improving the economy?
Governance is never an individual effort. Governance is a collective effort. I will continue to contribute in the collective aspect of our governance.
What would you say is top of the list of the things that you would want to address as the first vice president of Zimbabwe? Obviously, you have issues that you have looked at since you joined the liberation struggle, that you have always had a burning desire to say you want to see this addressed for the nation of Zimbabwe.
Is to assist my president in the implementation of the Zimasset, because that addresses the needs and aspirations of our people across the board.
Over the years, there have been reports pitting you against the former Vice President Joyce Mujuru as rivals fighting to succeed President Robert Mugabe when he retires. What is your relationship with Mrs. Mujuru, and all those stories that we were reading, were they true by any chance?
No. Comrade Mujuru and myself are really colleagues. Armed struggle colleagues and comrades. And there's nothing of any enmity between me and her. You can also interview her. She will tell you the same.
So what would you say were the source of those allegations that continue to come into the media, pitting you against each other?
It's a creation of the media.
Obviously, the president will be leading the creation of a new team that you will obviously be leading and working with him to make sure that you address the issues that Zimbabwe is facing right now. Would you have any role to play in terms of who you want to work with in taking Zimbabwe to that next level?
Obviously, yes. I think it is the vision of our leader, the president, that he must put up a new team. There's now a new team in the party side. He's also he announced yesterday that he's going to have a new team in government. But I would believe that his vision and intention is to continuously make sure he's a team that can deliver. And I feel honored to be part of that team.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, the person, has remained largely an enigma. Some people even fear him, and some people love him. For those who fear you and all other Zimbabweans who don't really know you, what is your message to them as you prepare to take office as one of the country's vice presidents?
I believe that those who fear me are not honest people. They are afraid of relating to an honest person. And those who love me know that my life is a straight one, an open book.
And lastly, the name Ngwena, the crocodile, what is the source of this name? What does it mean?
I think this came from about 1964 during the crocodile group. I was among that group, the crocodile group, and I'm the only survivor. I think it comes from there, but other people may have their own interpretation.
For the young Zimbabwean who doesn't really know, what was the crocodile group?
It was the first trained group of comrades when we came in from China after our graduation from Nanking Military Academy in 1964.